702.
The Friday Mix. Food.
So it is a time when we discuss food on the Azania Moussaka Show on every Friday. And chefs, cooks and everybody have a new sheriff in town. They have just elected the president of the South African Chef Association, who's with me in studio today. Thank you so much for joining us. James Khoza in studio. Congratulations, by the way.
Thank you very much.
So you are now the president of the SA Chefs Association. What does that mean? Who are SA Chefs Association?
Yeah. Where can I start? I think out there, people, they don't know the South African Chef Association that much, because I think we have not given ourselves out there to the people to know who we are. Mm-hmm. We've been always be hanging around with only chefs. Mm-hmm. But in a nutshell, South African chefs are a group of chefs that collaborate to uplift our standards in education, in terms of our own culinary, that is food, and also in terms of making sure that the chef is, you know, his rights or her rights are known out there, and also the employer look after them properly. On top of that, to make sure that we keep abreast with whatever is happening out there in the world of the culinary.
So to just make it simpler, it's an association that deals with all kinds of things. So it's not just labor issues.
No. We're not a union. No, we're not a union. We try to uplift our people to understand what the diverse culinary landscape that we have in the country. That we try to bring it together so that everybody can know that we really are a powerful nation in terms of our food. So our focus is to make sure that we are known, and make sure that the world out there know who we are, and we're not always hidden in Italian or Chinese or Indian kind of food. So we are the guys that say that in Africa as well, particularly in South Africa, we have our own food. So mm-hmm. let's put it out there, and people must know it, and it's good for everybody.
I believe the association has been around for a while, 40 plus years.
Yes, 43 years.
43 years.
Yes,
and
yes.
I imagine that every year you have a different agenda. So a primary agenda this time is?
All right, for us now, our agenda is to unify the chefs, mm-hmm. to make sure that we speak in one voice, number one, and number two, to make sure that everyone feel like they belong to the Chef Association, not just a few guys. Previously, it was more like a club. Mm-hmm. But now we're trying to make sure that it is an organization that is actually built to be.
So let me ask you harder questions around this, because
yes.
I've got my own issues around
the work that you
guys do and should be doing.
Sure.
You know, you guys are quite a big 10,000 members.
Yes, just over 10,000.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering why it's taking so long. You're talking about how it's important for us to recognize our own heritage, for instance, in the culinary world.
Yeah.
I'm really wondering why it's taking so long for you guys to make yourselves heard, if that is the agenda.
Yeah.
I'm trying to understand why is it that we still don't have, at the top of the culinary world agenda in this country, foods that we have that are accessible to us,
yes.
more prominent. So I'll give you an example.
Yeah.
Instead of the trend around maize, for instance, why cannot it be sorghum, which is freely more available,
exactly.
which is cheaper, which is drought resistant, which is more local, and why is it so hard for you guys to be innovative with our local foods?
I'll just say, to be honest with you, we are innovative, but the only thing is that we are not given platforms to showcase who we are and what we do. So I'm thinking that nowadays with the social media, with you guys inviting us to come talk about the food, we're getting that platform to talk about, you know, that sorghum, that maize, that masonja are there. And the idea is also the palate of the people in the country. They are not keen to like their local food.
I'm really serious. No way. There is no way you can tell me that you're going to convince a palate of a Motswana woman who's been eating ting all her life to like ting. I mean, there's nothing to introduce there.
Yeah, I beg to differ there. Your middle class that frequents the restaurants and the hotels.
You're kidding me? I have in my house, in my kitchen, I have cabejo. And
yes.
I can tell you now, I simply also go to your restaurant. I go to Marble. So don't tell me that a person who's middle class has no affinity to ting, palate.
That's what you can tell me. It's fair, but out there we know. We've seen it. We put all that kind of food in our menus. Nobody buys it. They come here, they say that they want all this European kind of food. So that's a problem that we're trying to say that people in South Africa start enjoying your food in a restaurant. Even if you're hosting some clients, you can eat that food with pride.
So obviously, these are conversations you guys have, right? From your understanding, what's the problem? Why is there a bottleneck around those kind of issues? As I was saying, the dichotomy between me willing to have that food in my house and not wanting to pay for it in a restaurant. What's the problem there?
I think the problems are more on people and they're stereotyped. You know, I think we try to live a life that we are not. So when you're out there with other people, we present ourselves as a particular people that we really are not. We don't live our really life. So I think we have an identity crisis. You see it as well with the young guys coming out now. You find that the music that, for example, they grew up with, they're no longer playing. They are playing music from international music, kind of. So we're facing the problem, same problem as the food industry as well. Nobody wants to relate to the food that they ate when they were growing up. So that's a challenge that we're facing.
You know, I'm going to open the lines because I don't, I'm really battling with this because I don't understand how it's true. I don't understand how it, I don't understand how it's true that we are okay to, and I'm bringing it back to you because in as much as you can offer me a dish with, Greek yogurt, for instance, I don't understand why you can't do the same with Amasi. I don't get it. I don't get, because the innovation should come from yourselves.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly. It's true. We do that. We are, for example, if we customize a menu for particular themed, African themed.
However,
event.
you determine the trends.
Yeah, we do that. But the challenge is the consumer are there. They are not buying into what we want them to eat. So we end up trying to fit in with what the consumer want they to survive. That's a problem. That's why I'm saying that the problem is that the consumer are they trying to live a life that they are not. So that's why I'm begging the people out there that they must start supporting local grown food and local cuisines. Then we'll end up showcasing who South Africa is really about.
Your hands are full, huh? You can see. I mean, you've got a lot that you've got to do in your presidency.
Yes.
Listen, congratulations and all the best.
Yeah.
We'll keep talking to you as the year goes by.
Fantastic.
We expect a lot out of you.
Thank you. Thank you.
James Khoza there, who is the newly elected president of the SA Chefs Association.